More than 100 angry residents packed a South Jersey gym last night to vent their frustrations with Verizon. It came after at least 16 towns formally asked the state to investigate poor telephone and internet service in rural South Jersey. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
It was the first public meeting about trouble with Verizon service in South Jersey since the issue recently exploded, and a lot of people from the area took the time to come out and ask the company, "Can you hear us now?" Teresa Duffy Diamond of Cedarville owns her own business, and her Verizon bill is about $200 per month.
Yeah, I have issues whether it rains, whether it snows, whether there's wind outside, or even when it's sunny. And I have a demonstration here of an example of a voicemail message from a client. You let me know what you can hear.
Resident after resident stood at the microphone in Estelle Manor Elementary School to recount dropped calls, static on their landline phones during bad weather, and slow internet speeds. But some people also directed their ire at the Board of Public Utilities, the state agency that regulates Verizon's landline and internet business. Joe Vander, a 20-year resident of Estelle Manor, blamed the BPU for allowing the problems to get so bad.
And you know what, another thing, too, I'm not one of these politicians who are going to come up here and kiss you guys' butts. Because you know what, you've got to do your job. You haven't been doing your job, you're afraid of Verizon, and if you were doing your job, we wouldn't have to sit here for the last 3 hours and listen to all this bullshit.
Also there were more than a dozen Verizon employees, including engineers who met with some of the speakers to try to address their issues. Spokesman Ray McConville said that showed that the company was paying attention.
Any service issue we take seriously. And obviously, you know, as you saw today, like there are people who think this is a problem. And if they think it's a problem, we're going to take that seriously and we're going to listen. And we're not just going to go home and sit on our hands.
The BPU will now consider the public comments and decide how to proceed. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.